Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana officially tabled the 2025 Budget 3.0 in Parliament. So the revised budget outlines key adjustments aimed at stabilizing the economy and boosting growth. We're joined by Northwest University economist Professor Raymond Parsons, who unpacks the implications of the latest budget and what it means for ordinary South Africans. Professor, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon to you too.
Professor, many argued yesterday already, in fact this entire week, that Minister Enoch Godongwana was tremendously under pressure as a result of the two previous failed budget speeches, and hence he needed to deliver, and the pressure had primarily come from the GNU partners. Do you think that is true?
Well, I think what's important here is, yes, we've had a few months of a fairly robust debate about what should the budget look like. And I think with all the pressures that you've referred to, both inside and outside Parliament, I think for me, I took the view that we mustn't have expectations that are too high. We should have realistic expectations, because the minister did have a budget in February. It was rejected. The second one was rejected. There were a number of valuable inputs made as to how it could be done differently. The VAT story was rejected. So he had to then deal with where he was. He didn't have a clean sheet of paper to write on. There are certain realities he just had to manage differently. In other words, people were agreed on the broad goals of the budget. It's more a question of how do you reach them. So I think the three areas where he's turned out to be fairly pragmatic, let me put it that way, in terms of where we are now, is firstly on the borrowing side, on the spending side, and on the economic growth side. And I think in all those areas, one might disagree. Unfortunately, the borrowing has gone up a little. The spending has gone down a little. And hopefully, the big message of the budget is we can tinker with the arithmetic, but in the end, we've got to get this economy to grow. And I think that was perhaps the most important emphasis that came out in a much stronger way in this in today's budget than we heard in the two previous budgets.
Professor, I've just looked at three key salient aspects that just caught my eye. Number one, the fuel levy increase, which would be effective on the 4th of June. I'm not sure if all, but the non-VAT items previously so classified will now be accompanied by VAT. Maybe you can talk us through that. And then social grants across the board getting a minimal increase, as it were.
Well, no, I think once again you have to understand that everyone agreed, even the various opposition parties who spoke at the parliamentary committees, that we should not borrow more. In the end, we have borrowed a little more, not much, but nonetheless, it's a warning signal. And I think the issue is something had to be paid for, and if that is rejected, it is interesting that the only tax adjustment in this budget is in fact the fuel levy. And we haven't adjusted it for 3 years. So, yes, it's not a pleasant thing, but we're choosing among the evils here. And this was the lesser of the evils. I think you have to consider where we were in February and where we are now. We're in a better position, relatively speaking, than we were then. The social grants, I think an effort has been made to ring-fence them as much as possible, because I think everyone agrees we need those safety nets. But the ultimate safety net is really to get this economy moving again, because we want jobs, we want the tax revenues. So really, I think, yes, we've made the numbers look better, a little better this time. I think that the markets will like what they've heard. I think I hear that the stock exchange has already reacted strongly. Yes, there'll be here and there that the shoe will pinch. The question is, we've got a budget now that lays the foundation for doing better things in the next couple of years. And the warning is, the debt is still too high, the growth is still too low, and we're not spending effectively. And once we must make that taxpayers' rand go a lot further. And that's one of the other commitments in the speech today, because a lot of the backlash on that was not merely a question of not wanting to pay more taxes on top of the existing tax burden, but a strong perception and a strong feeling that even then we were not getting value for money out of our tax funds. And that's another important commitment that has been made, where this budget today has to win the trust and the confidence of our taxpayers to say, the mechanisms I'm putting in place today will send out a better message about delivery than we've had in the recent past.
Professor, the opposition parties, predominantly the EFF and MK party, are still calling for either a vote of no confidence against Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana. The EFF have, however, stated not even a vote of no confidence. We believe that he should be removed in totality because he failed to deliver in Feb, he failed to deliver in March, and now, obviously, the opposition parties will maybe continue to nitpick at Budget 3.0.
Well, obviously that's their right. I mean, that's what they're there for. They have oversight, and they must bring their views to bear through the various parliamentary structures. But an important point about today is, remember that the two previous budgets did not enjoy the support of the government of national unity. In other words, that the minister could not say that his colleagues in the government of national unity from his own party and from the other parties actually supported what he was saying. This, today, it is a government of national unity budget, which means that the parties in the government of national unity will have to ensure that this budget gets through the parliamentary process. In that procedure, of course, other parties might raise some points, and we may see here and there further tweaking. But the bottom line is we now have that the GNU has passed the test of getting a budget passed. They must now get it through Parliament, and above all, they must assure the nation that some of the good things in this budget will be translated into better things on the ground, because that's the big gap of which the budget has to fill one of them. That is to assure the citizens and the public that what the budget does is going to make them better off in the longer run. And that's the important political and economic message that needs to be conveyed after we've digested what was decided today.
Professor Raymond Parsons, Northwest University economist and professor, thanks so much for your time.
A pleasure. Thank you.